Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 24th of August 2009 and the time is 5:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Julie Dunlop, I'm 36 and I'm from Cleethorpes.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm not nervous yet. So I'm waiting for the nerves to kick in.
And what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of this artwork?
I think the main thing was because it was an Anthony Gormley project, because I really like his work. So knowing that it was to do with him, that's what really sort of initially got me interested.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour up there?
Well, I've got my own business, so immediately the idea was to sort of promote my business. But my business is sort of eco-friendly and is all about sort of conservation, so I wanted to promote marine conservation as well, so that's what I'm doing. And then I sort of had the idea that I could sort of actually make something, because I make things out of driftwood, that I could actually make something out of driftwood whilst I was on the plinth, and then give it to somebody afterwards.
So what are you going to make?
I'm making a driftwood framed mirror. So it's all sort of been pre-drilled and things, and then I'm going to sort of put it together whilst I'm up there, screws and screwdriver, and yeah.
And is this something that you do ordinarily as your own work?
Yes, mirrors are quite a popular item that I sell, so yeah, it's something I would normally be making and selling.
And who do you think you might give it to?
I didn't know whether just to say if someone wants it to come and see me afterwards, or I didn't know whether to sort of say put your hand up and I'll just pick somebody. But then I thought, well, if nobody puts a hand up, I look a bit stupid. But one of the production team has just come up with the idea of auctioning it on the plinth and getting some money for it, which actually seems quite a good idea. So I might well give that a try. I see how it goes once I'm up there.
And you said you want to promote marine conservation.
Yeah.
How will you do that?
I've got a outfit which is a sort of old skirt of mine, and then I've decorated that with plastic litter, which I've collected from the beach. And then there's also plastic litter on my t-shirt and the shoes I'm wearing I found on the beach. And then I'm gonna be telling people about the dangers of plastic litter to marine wildlife. That's about it.
And would you like to say a little bit about your business and the work that you do?
Yeah, I'm a artist and craftsperson working with driftwood and other reclaimed materials which I find washed up. So I've got a shop and a workshop in Cleethorpes. I also sell on my website, and I spend my days sort of wandering around the beach and picking up any bits of wood I find, and then turning it into things in my craft shop. I've had my shop just over a year, but I've been doing this about 3.5 years now. Initially just started as a hobby, but now it's what I do and I love it.
Is there a particular beach that you always go to?
I always sort of go to Cleethorpes Beach. The shop's actually only about a sort of 2-minute walk from the beach, which is ideal. And it's a sort of south end of Cleethorpes Beach, which is a bit more sort of wild And it's not mechanically cleaned, so it's a much better environment to sort of find things washed up. But as well, I've also adopted that beach through the Marine Conservation Society, so I'm now also responsible for sort of surveying the litter and organising beach cleanups, which I'll be doing next month.
And why did you decide to take this direction in life with your work with the marine conservation in particular?
Well, I mean, before this, I had a science background. I used to be a forensic scientist, actually, in London. But through one thing and another, it came to a point where I sort of left that job and I decided to move back to Cleethorpes. And really at that time I wasn't working, but I used to spend a lot of time with my dog on the beach. And I always used to just sort of pick up bits of driftwood anyway. And I just sort of started doing that a bit more. And just sort of ended up with quite a bit of driftwood and sort of thought I should try and do something with this. And as I wasn't working, I just sort of started making things and it just sort of went from there. And then it sort of got to a point where I actually really enjoyed doing that, and so I turned that into a full-time sort of career.
And what does it give you, your working life? How does it affect you as a person, do you think?
I mean, it's very full on, sort of having your own business. It's sort of 24/7, but I love it. I love being down the beach, especially when there's no one else down there and it's just me and the dog and no one else. It's I've always really liked nature, and so it's a really, I don't know, I feel very sort of happy within myself, and like I'm doing what I should be doing. And the sort of conservation aspect, I'm really pleased to be able to actually promote conservation and feel like I'm doing something. Because I've always been very sort of concerned about the environment and what we're doing to this planet. But it's very easy to sort of be a bit sort of overwhelmed by it all and feel like you can't make a mark, you can't do anything to help. So through my shop and through the sort of the website, I feel I can sort of actually, make my own sort of little mark. And I use the shop to promote a lot of conservation. I feel like I'm where I want to be in my life. Pretty much.
And you mentioned your dog a few times. Who's your dog?
My dog is called Cass. She's a Rottweiler German Shepherd cross, but she's got a lovely temperament. She's just a big softy. She's one of the most important people in my life, really. And really, without her, I wouldn't have started making things out of driftwood and be where I am today. So.
How long have you had her?
She's a rescue dog, so we've had her about three or four years now. She was two when we got her. She hadn't been abused, she'd just sort of been neglected. But she's great.
And you said we.
That'll be my mum and dad. Initially the plan was when we got Cass, it was around the time that I was leaving London, and I was expecting, or I was hoping, to carry on doing the same sort of work just elsewhere in the country. And Cass was sort of going to be my dog. So she was sort of with my parents until I got sort of sorted out. But then that didn't happen, and I just ended up staying in Cleethorpes. And living back with my parents. So, and because now I've sort of set up my own business, I can't afford to live anywhere else. So I'm still living with my parents at 36. And so the dog is sort of the family dog now, really. So.
And how is living with your parents?
It's okay. It's not too bad. They're pretty laid back, but they're still, you know, if I'm sort of not home by 6 o'clock or 6:30, I get sort of phone calls, and it's quite strange to get used to that again when normally you sort of can do whatever you want. But and I get lectures about drinking and things, but so I've kind of gone back to being 16 in somehow, but no, it's okay. They're okay.
Must be nice to kind of get close to them again, not just geographically, I suppose, after living away in London.
Yeah, and I mean, where they live, it's ideal for the shop, because it's only sort of 5 minute walk from the shop. Obviously it has its advantages being at home, we all get on pretty fine, really.
And is Cleethorpes where you're from originally, and then you left and came back?
Yeah, originally from Cleethorpes, and then went to uni in Leeds, then came back, and then I moved down to London, and yeah, now I'm back in Cleethorpes.
And how do you like it, sort of the change from the city going back to your hometown?
I think London, London's great, and I loved it at first because there's so much to do, especially sort of culture wise, there's just so much. But I did really miss the countryside and the beach, and just sort of having that sort of space around you. I was pleased I moved back, and I'm still pleased I moved back. It's nice to visit London now, but I wouldn't want to live here again. And Cleethorpes is great because you've got the beach on one side and you've got countryside on the other side of you. And I think after having sort of moved away, I think you sort of appreciate your hometown a bit more, or you see it in a different light. So originally it was somewhere you couldn't wait to get away from, whereas now you can see the sort of what it's got going for it and the benefits of it.
And do you miss the science?
I do, yeah. I mean, I did really enjoy forensics. It was really interesting, and I did like the sort of gory side of it. So I do sort of miss that, but I keep sort of expecting, you know, one day I'll probably find a body washed up on the beach or something. So at least I know what to do.
And you're taking part in one another today. Who are you doing this for, do you think?
Probably mostly for my business, as a way of promoting it. I suppose partly for me as well. I think it's always good to do something different and to do something you wouldn't normally do. And in fact, it's a sort of like an arts project. I think that's a really good thing to be involved with.
Yeah. Do you like to do things that you wouldn't normally do? Is that something you try to do normally?
I don't know. I suppose, I mean, generally, I'm a fairly quiet person. I'm not shy, but I'm not really sort of loud and sort of centre of attention. So I will do things which other people would say, oh, I wouldn't dare do that. Like, I've been down to Glastonbury about 3 times on my own, and like Glastonbury Festival, and I'm not sort of afraid of giving something a go, Yeah, and I suppose I quite like being a bit different, so yeah.
What are your passions?
I suppose animals and the environment, just nature in general. I mean, if I could afford it, I'd have like a little sort of place with loads of land, and I'd, you know, take in loads of animals, homeless animals. But yes, yeah, I guess they're my main sort of passions.
And what impact do you think taking part in one another will have on your life?
I'm hoping that it will boost my website sales. yeah, and sort of publicity for the business. Yeah, I suppose that's the main thing. Yeah, is that that sounds a bit sort of I don't know, mercenary.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I don't think so. You know, I'm just really happy to be taking part in this, and really pleased that I was lucky enough to be picked. So yeah, bring it on.
Thank you very much.
Okay.